Because love is the self.
You don't know anybody that does not do everything in their power for the self, for the sake of the self. If I love you without knowing who you are, because I am seeing this, that self that is no other than myself, and I'm loving it. Otherwise, I'm nuts to love somebody that I never had any kind of long conversation with. The creation was very much based on the love of the self. You love yourself, that's why you go to sleep at night, because you want to recover and then start another day, and so that the dream starts happening in your sleep. Because
is love to create, to be creative, a creative force?
When the love is, then the expression, the deeper the love is, the more you become in tune with a lot of areas in your human body that you never thought you had it. Whether it's poetry, whether it's eloquent talking, whether it's whatever it is, they become refined through this love.
I didn't mean that. I meant like creation, of everything, of omnipresence and mm-hmm. everything. Is that the urge or the dynamic thing of what love is to create, create life, create.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that the base of creation is love. But again, we are talking about the realms of creation, and ultimately, when you go past a lot of stuff, in absolute, there is no feeling of love, and there is no feeling of hate. It just is. There is no feeling of bliss, and there is no feeling of unblessedness. That's why the movement came, so that it could be experienced.
So, how exactly do you get rid of those feelings? Like, I want to get rid of the fact that God, my dad's dead. You know, I want to call him, and he's not there, and I'm like, wow. You know, how do I get rid of that? The guilt.
Why would you feel guilty because you're part of that?
He died alone.
Isn't that what he was so? Yeah, okay. It's a very good point. I was talking to somebody today. This is what we're going to be our topic. Dear one, admit you don't know. You don't know if he was supposed to die alone or with you. The moment I'm sorry, my back is to you. The moment you realize that you don't know, you're free. As long as you say, I should have been there, even though when he was there you decided not to, both of these are nonsense. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? When we separate ourselves from our essence, then we think we are a doer. Then we have all sorts of concepts that what if I tell you that was his destiny to go the way he went and you would have been interfering if you were there? We don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
When my mother died, I didn't go to her funeral. I don't even feel bad.
Yeah.
I did. I don't feel bad. She knows she's the most special person on this planet to me. But I didn't do it.
Yeah, it's very, very important that we know that the time of passing is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Now, why do you have guilt? Because they told you this is good, this is bad, and you believed it.
Because I would have wanted somebody to hold my hand and let me know it's going to be okay no matter what. No matter, a lot of people say, I don't fear death, but you don't want to be alone.
That's your concept. That's Natasha. This is your concept of what would give him comfort. But what I'm trying to tell you, again, we have to admit we don't know. We really don't know what is the truth of it is. Would he be better?
Me and him have like a psychic connection towards each other. I know even he wouldn't love the caress of his ex-wife, my mom, or me being there near him.
Why weren't you there?
Because
No, let's not ask that. What I like to go back is taking you, if you allow me and if you're open enough, I'm going to tell you that he might have won it and you might have won it, and it might have been in a psychic path you communicated with each other. The fact is, the way it was the way it's supposed to be. Period. Otherwise, you would be allowed to go and interfere. This is the way it is. So this is exactly what I'm talking about, the calling and spontaneity. As long as we think we are the doer, we are tossed between I should have not, and we will be a nervous wreck and lose our energy. We need to quit now and here. We are not the doer. Quit interfering with God's work. Unless you know you are God, then you'll see the joke of it.
My mother was very sick, and I made her laugh. I asked her, have you met God yet?
Well, that's another way of looking at the thing. But I want to keep everybody in the high place tonight, because that's where we all belong.
But at the same time, it's where the ego and the consciousness also come, and they play both a part of me not being there. I financially, I wasn't able to be up there.
Natasha, listen to me. As long as you think you have control in the destiny of people or even yourself, you're admitting that you are capable to grow your hair and your nail at will, and you have control over all your senses, and the rest of it. You don't, so give it up. Trust, 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 trust. Until you are no longer an individual, until you are no longer an individual because you know who you are, then trust. Until then, trust. What I would do if I were you, whenever my mind came through to make me feel in believing bad and good, I would trust in that promise that is in your bosom and say, I'm going to stand the ground of that promise, that I will be taken care of if I don't take thought, if I don't judge. Okay? Rest at peace. You sit very well on the ground. I want you to know that, as if you belong here. I don't know how this is possible.
Well, thank you.
Doesn't he look like a Buddha?
I've been called.
This story that has been given in the appearance of our life needs to be drowned in that trust. The story that we are living day to day has to be drowned into that trust. Then we live by grace. Do not pick up the baggage of doership. You will be banging your head against the wall. When you release yourself in that presence that you have within yourself and without, things that you would be impossible to have been done in your life will become possible. And why is it this? You might say it's not fair. There are people that work so hard, they don't get anywhere. Because in separation, you have cut the nourishment that comes from the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent.
And how would you already have known that you already have had that manifestation in a past life?
Exactly. And then going plus to that, you were not even in past life anybody but that. So, yes, we could sit here and talk about this life and another life or the life that might come, but why not sit here and wake up? How do we wake up? All the methods we have in our hand, in our toolbox, as I said before, saturate your consciousness with the truth. Saturate them, bombard them. I know some of you have done it and seen the result. Bombard it. Don't be half-ass devotee to yourself.
Say it like it really is.
We have no shame. Now, any comments so far?
Could you say that again?
Half-ass devotee. Do you really want it in the thing again? If in your life, if you call truth God or light or just the self, if you pay attention to the self 5%, it would be 5% in your experience. If you give 20%, it's 20%. If you give 80% of your attention, it's 80. If you give 100, you're released. There is no self to look after. Now, the bat, B-U-T, has to be dropped from our vocabulary. But I don't have time. But I am this way. I tell you what is the real but. You have not ripened enough, or I have not, when I say you, I mean myself too, ripened enough to see this is a dry bone unless you know the self, which is God, without individuality. Now we can go and pacify ourselves in the world, but one day we'll come back again and say, where are you? Because the self needs attention, and the more you stare at the self, whether it is in the form of a teacher first, like I did with my teacher, that represents your own self, it starts expanding your consciousness. Otherwise, we would be in that roller coaster that I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, that the guy that was in charge went home, and you're just sitting up there. And eating all these flies that are coming by. Well, I saw a picture where a pelican or something came by and broke somebody's nose.
Oh, yeah. It's Fabio.
Yeah.
He went on the summer roller coaster.
Yeah, I saw it in the picture.
And the goose
flew into his nose.
Broke his nose, and the goose died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
What a self-sacrifice.
He came off the roller coaster. Oh. He didn't know.
Ouch.
That's one roller coaster you don't want to be on if the guy's gone home.
You know, there are a handful of people sitting on the floor, uncomfortable floor, in a store, with little electricity and comfort. We could have been in a casino, we could have been in a theater, we could be at home doing other stuff, we could be watching TV, we could be battling with our kids. What brought you here is who you really are. What took me to India was the self. What put me in a very unpleasant situation was the duality. You look back into your life and you'll see this happening. Anytime there was a duality and you got involved with your habits of the mind, you were not a happy camper.
But that's also because we were never taught
that. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But now, You are beginning to thigh up. What is that? Thighing up means this rigidity of beliefs are beginning to fall off.
Right. That's where we.
And you become like a liquid. You can be moving to places you never thought you could move into.
So if we were having confidence in ourselves and we had